Hi, welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. You're your host, Jay the Comedian, Monsieur Chocolat Noir, Mr. Dark Chocolate, J-O, what's the other one? Javen. Hey, you know what I'm saying. How are you guys? So it's just me on the sofa. I'm taking central stage in the page. So yeah, bro, what are you saying, my guy? How are you?
I like that one. That's some good rhymes.
Poet.
People know behind the camera, man.
What are you saying? Yeah, I know. What are you saying? Are you?
I'm good, man.
Yeah. Kind of stuff, yeah. So, bro, like, obviously, I'm feeling in a good mood. What we saying, like, you know, like, Top Boy was announced.
Yeah. With the Netflix
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's coming in September. Because the funny thing is, we were talking about that, you know, like, recently. When it's coming back, I mean, mentioned it, and now it's September. Ideally, I wanted a bit now, but something to look forward to. I just hope that the new season doesn't do us dirty. Because I remember from, like, you know, the whole murmurs I've heard from on set madness and all that kind of stuff. But what do you think? From what I'm seeing from people, they're saying like the ending can be like they're predicting like at least the Shane or Sully to end up in like. One of them to end up in like dead, and one of them to end up in jail and a life sentence. What do you think of that? Do you think how?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, me and you had this conversation off camera before, and I could really see the situation being where Sally is the one that could potentially end up dead.
Yeah.
And the Shane is one that
goes in prison. Yeah, the Shane. And to be fair, how I look.
Because that's how it's geared up this season, obviously.
That's speculation, speculation. And I think if people know what happened at the end of season 4, you will see why Deshane is gonna have a serious issue with Sully. So I advise those people to go and look at it if you haven't watched already. But how I see it is, I see it like this. I think this is the potential problem here. I think that Sully ending up dead potentially. And Deshane going to prison, I think it's more peak for Deshane to go to prison, because as far as I'm concerned, it's more of his life's work. He's put everything into this dream, this goal. And I feel like with Sully, he's been to prison before, so he's a bit more equipped to be inside like that.
Yeah.
And he's not really been like I think a long time ago with Sully, he's become very disillusioned with the longer term picture. Ages ago, I think he checked out without ages ago. What are you saying? The camera's all right, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Continue, yeah. I think he's been disillusioned a long time ago with that. So imagine Deshane just being in the sentence, all his ill-gotten gains, because they all ill-gotten have been taken away from him. It'll be peak, and his best friend, which is dead, it will see how much of a waste of a life that really was.
Yeah.
But with the Sully, obviously you probably fooled his best friend in the Shane being dead. It could be the opposite. We never know. We never know what could happen. Yeah, he's not thinking, what a waste of a life. But he's not necessarily thinking about the ill-gotten gains is meant to nothing, because he's not really. He even said to the Shane a long time ago, it's all about money with you. So he has a different vision for him. He's gone without. Deshane's more about the end, the longer term picture. Sully can kind of take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've been rewatching Power, and I like these kind of things because you get a lot of analysis. My personal point of view is, I think with Power, the difference between Power and Top Boy, I don't think they're much like for like. As much, I think they're quite different. Because obviously Top Boy is based in the UK, Power was based in like the US. It's not just for that. I know they're both crime dramas, but I think with Power, the writing is a lot more sophisticated behind the scenes. There was a lot more into like the personal life. It's not more just violence on the street. Yeah, there's a lot.
Family dynamic. 100%.
A lot.
The writers are different.
But with Top Boy, they kind of just touched the surface behind the scenes. And a lot of it kind of only came in at the last few seasons when it moved to Netflix. But my thing with Top Boy, even though I love Top Boy as well, my only thing with it is that there's a lot of loose ends that have been gone from like the Summer House days, like in terms of like characters such as Renelle, Rafe, and everything. Like, but I don't put that down into the writers, because the series did get cancelled and got brought back like 6 years later. I think Top Boy Summer House season 2 was 2013. Yeah, 2013, wasn't it? And there's a 6 year gap, and it got brought back out of nothing. The whole formatting changed. It was, I think it was on Channel 4 originally, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole change.
Oh, if you look back to the earlier series, the last on Channel 4, it's a lot more, you can see from a production point of view, it's a lot more grittier.
It's more grittier, yeah, yeah. It's a more,
like, foggy. So that, gr- that, The Wire, if you've not seen The Wire,
yeah.
This one,
Drake was Netflix is a bit more polished up.
Yeah, yeah. Drake was behind this one, kind of bringing it back to life.
Yeah. So I think what happens is with the writing, they were limited in what they could do, because the Top Boy Summer House series, that was only 4 episodes for the 2 seasons. The Netflix series is up to like 8 to 10 episodes. I think maybe 8, maybe 10 episodes for season 3 to season 4. So it's a lot different. They had to kind of like quickly write and then hope they people forgot about some things. I think if they had that like power where it was all together, there was no, it's gone, it's going to come back at a later time, they can do more of that. But I still feel like, even if it was like Power in terms of that, I do feel like they still not gone as far behind the scenes like that. I think that's why I think it's a bit different. So I just love both, man. I genuinely like, I just love both. I can't wait to see what Top Boy brings in September. It's all good, man. I can't wait. Yeah, man. What you saying though? Like, what's your preference? Like, would you do you have like a preference for Power or Top Boy? Or?
I'll keep it short, because obviously I don't think the mic might be picking me up as much.
Yeah, yeah.
The voice, yeah. So I'll probably say, you know what? I watch them for different needs, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Like, when I watch Power, yeah. Then when I watch Power and I see Ghost, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I want to be like Ghost.
Yeah.
Top Boy is like, because it's local to us, really. Obviously, we're in London, set in London.
Yeah.
I think set in East London.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just crime drama at the end of the day, obviously, essentially. But
yeah.
I would say, yeah, I like both, but for different reasons, I would say. And obviously, with Power, you've got the whole spin off element as well.
Yeah.
Power Goes.
I haven't seen those ones, to be fair. I've just seen.
With Top Boy, they might do the spin off.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's loads, but you got what? The Snowfall, which is wrapped up filming as well.
I haven't seen that.
Wrapped up film. They finished the series now. That's wrapped.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I know it's based off true, loosely based off true events.
Mm.
But the way that ended as well, I hope we get a similar ending to with Top Boy.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, no, don't do that. I haven't seen Snowfall.
Yeah, do you know what? There's a look. If you've made it this far to the show, drop a comment down on what's the best. Power, Top Boy, Snowfall.
The Wire.
Chucking The Wire.
Yeah. The early 2000 times. Yeah. Like, but yeah, bro. What else is happening, bro? In other news as well now, bro. Like, Jerry Springer, man. Rest in peace to him. He died. Actually, I couldn't believe it, man. It's just so sudden. I just saw him, like, he's just died. He's like proper pioneer of reality TV. Jerry Springer. Like,
top pioneer of the 90s. You actually don't realize how much he had an impact in pop culture and society.
Yeah, he's like the king of like trash TV, because it's like with his show, it's a lot more. I'll say it was like showbiz in a way.
Yeah,
I've seen the absolute madness is on your show, and I feel like with like other shows it's a bit more serious. Like, you know, you have like Maury Povich, even in America there's the Steve Wilco show, because Steve Wilco is his former like security on Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
He had that show that's a more serious I can't remember what the word was, like subject. Jerry Springer was a bit more. Jerry Springer's actually from the UK, you know. Yeah, it was Westminster.
That
I don't say, I don't know why I said Westminster, but yeah, he's born in London. People don't even know.
He said he was born in February 1944 in the London Underground station of Highgate, while the station was under use as a shelter from German bombing during
Wow.
That makes sense. I'm like, what? He's born in a station, a train
station. Yeah, man. Like, rest in peace to him, man. That was just, I couldn't, oh, it's just, that show stopped anyway. It's good, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did, man. I just, for some reason, I just, like, Jerry, and all that kind of stuff, man. Oh, my God, man. No.
Real one.
But the real ones always go, I think he had, did he get cancer or something?
No idea, man. Everyone's dying, man.
Yeah.
Poor Grady.
Who else died this year? Italian, yeah.
Yeah, like Radio, what's his name? The Godfather, I forgot his name. But a lot of like prominent
people
from like Scorsese films and stuff like that passed away. So, yeah.
That's where you got the word fugazi from, isn't it? Italian,
fugazi.
Yeah.
Fugazi.
It's Italian for fraud. It's for fraud. And, yeah, man. Oh my God, no, it's mad.
Another thing, yeah. I hope the mic is picking up our voice, yeah. You're very brave to wearing that Arsenal pendant around your neck.
Yeah.
After the other day.
It was a birthday present though, man. And the thing is, like I said, this goes beyond my love for Arsenal. This is now an emblem because I'm turning red. Listen, guys, you need to understand this emblem of red, I'm turning danger into love and passion. Like, I'm turning like water into wine, innit? Like Jesus Christ. No, I'm joking, but I like this. Is to me, I wear this, I actually appreciate this. I turned 25 the other day, so guys, you want to say wish happy birthday late, but it's more because your birthday now than my birthday now, isn't it?
Yeah, you still haven't told me what you're getting me.
Oh man, I'm getting you. What did you get me last year?
I didn't
get it. You helped pattern the mill in that place.
More than just the mill.
Oh, is it? Okay. My memory in it. I've only got memory, but yeah, man. Old man now, man. 2025. Quarter life crisis. Quarter life blessings. But apparently, do you know what I don't like about this? Even though 25 is meant to be positive, I don't like the idea when someone said to me, your frontal cortex has stopped developing.
Yeah, they say it stops at 25.
It stops at 25, so what does that actually mean? What does that actually mean then? Do you know?
Wherever you are now.
I should know this, I did a bit of psychology.
Wherever you are now, it's permanent. Good or bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you couldn't longer develop? So you
know
that, but you know the saying that they say that you never stop learning.
No, you stop learning at 25.
No, they say that learning is a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
So what is that about? Is that just a different thing altogether?
Let me do Google.
Yeah, but imagine that, dude. Like.
Okay, the brain finishes developing and maturing in the mid to late 20s. The part of the brain behind the forehead, called the prefrontal cortex, is one of the last parts to mature.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Do you know what? I'm patterned. Then I'm gonna lie. I'm patterned because I can make. I feel like my mind to comprehend certain things to make certain decisions calm. So whoever, if you're, I'm not gonna lie. If you're an idiot after 25, it sounds like it's long for you. I can't lie, man. If you're an idiot after 25, it sounds long for you, because. That is why you think I started trying to develop as much as possible in my teenage years. So I'm patterned, bro. It's long for you. So you've only got a few days to squeeze and cram as much sensibleness in your head as possible. Otherwise, it's long for you. I can't lie, man. I can't lie.
Like, some people just predisposed to
being
like...
in fuckery, innit? So let's say that's your destiny, bro. So you've got, after 25, if you're an idiot, that's your destiny. Nah, man,
it's
a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. 3 points. Yeah, bro. I'm still learning. I'm always trying to read new books and do a lot of research, educational stuff, man. So I'm gonna be the first person that extends them that prefrontal cortex into my 30s if I can, man. If I can squeeze as much as possible, bro. But yeah, 25, 26, 27, bro, I'm 35 years, man. Oh shit. When you're 25, are you closer to 20 or 30? Yeah, but no, but I feel like I'm closer to 30 than 20 because I remember 20 was 28. Do you feel like you'll be closer to 30? That no, but it's no. Do you know what it is? It's peak because of like the COVID the two years of 2021 it kind of didn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, so you feel like you missed out on a couple of
years. I think everybody did. Whatever age you was, I think your 20s especially because it's like 2020 didn't really happen. 2021 didn't really happen. So we're only in 2023 now, 2022. So what? I remember when I was 21, I was in Greece and you just turned 21, you was in Greece as well. It was on holiday with our friend, our boy as well. So like, yeah, time has moved on, man.
Where you spun this?
I know.
You're lucky I'm not on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be getting corned, man. Don't worry. End of the season, when City lifted. I mean, I don't know why, because I'm a United fan.
Yeah.
I actually would prefer you not to win the league.
Dan. Yeah, but do you know what? Let's talk about this while we're at it. You see, when you say that you'd rather Arsenal won it than you. Is that because? Are you looking at this as. Because would this be the third time Pep's won it in 3 times in a row? No, hold on, a little bit longer, yeah. First time in a row. We'll wrap up soon, innit? What? Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. You're just talking about the blue light. Sorry, would you say that it's the first time in, like, a row Pep's going to equal Fergie's record of 3 times in a row?
Yeah.
So if he wins it again next year, he'll overtake him and be the fourth, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Be the first time that's happened. Is that what you're worried about?
No.
Because that's what I thought about. That's what I've considered.
I actually didn't put that into consideration.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to challenge them.
Yeah, but
and Liverpool for the longest time was supposed to challenge them. But then even that, like, I think City's just a monster. But with me and this Arsenal thing, you can say that I haven't been trolling people. I haven't been teasing anybody about because I could wheel off a number of clubs that have not been performing, been severely underperforming, like Liverpool, Chelsea. Tottenham and a lot of clubs that are over them, I haven't been trolling these people because as far as I'm concerned, this is 19 years and counting since we last won the league. So how can I be in a position where I'm confident enough that we're going to win the league for 100% definitely and then we're trolling? Doesn't make sense. So if we don't end up winning the league, which I hope there's still a glimmer of hope we can, but if we're being realistic, City are our favourites. No one can come for me because I haven't been teasing anybody. I haven't been in any group chats teasing anybody. I've just been keeping quiet, minding my business.
To be fair, you've been quite humble.
Yeah.
Like, when you win or when my team loses, you're not the first.
Yeah, exactly. You've not been hearing nothing from me. And also as well, but since I'm on the topic of Arsenal as well, while I'm at it, I'll say this. I've actually been criticising Arsenal this season. And for the reason, let me explain, it's because the way we've been throwing away the other cups in the competition, I've not been liking this idea that we've been dashing away cups just to say that, oh, we've got bigger fish to fry to win the league. So I've been watching Arsenal very closely, how we've been behaving since the season started in August. And there's some things that have not been right. As great as we've been doing, I'm happy as I've been with our season so far and the amount of progress we've been making, it's other things going on as well. So I ain't got time to be looking at that as well. So I don't feel confident trolling anybody. So come summer, bro, no one be messaging me, please, because I haven't been saying anything. I haven't been saying anything, literally.
You're a gambling man, yeah? So
I'm not a gambling man. I'm not a gambler, well, go on.
You're not an addict. You're a gambling man.
All right.
What would you
See.
Okay, you're going with your head, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Logic over emotions all the time.
You hear that, guys? Logic over emotions.
Logic over emotions all the time, man. But I say City because they're actually, when you look at the maths to the table now, they're actually in that position.
Yeah.
They're actually more or less in that position now to overtake the maths because we've messed it all up. It's a joke. I said, bro, someone's got to be held accountable for us. Someone's got to be held accountable. Someone generally has to be held accountable at the end of the season based on the whole course of how we just threw away this position or looks like we're about to, and the idea that we just threw all these cups in the bin. Someone needs to be looked at, because if you look at you looked at the history of the Premier League, because it's 30th anniversary now, and teams from a certain position go on to win the league from a certain position, and we're not, see what I mean?
The teams that's been in first position, and you lot have dominated the first position this season.
It looks like you're going to crumble the last time. Just crash and burn at the last.
But yeah, normally teams that are in the first position during the middle of the season normally go
to
win the league. But no, it doesn't look like in this case.
No. So basically, we're like, you remember Shark Tale? Remember Lucky Day?
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, and then Oscar's like, no. Remember that? And then remember, what's that thing? Man, Sykes, the one with that, the whole thing. Is like, oh my God, that's basically what Arsenal were looking like, man. Like Lucky Day, like, we boom. And then, but that, do you know what's so funny about that? I know it's off topic, bro, but that whole thing was actually a fix, you know? No, that race was actually fixed. That was deliberate. With the fish crashing. You see, yeah. It was actually deliberate. It was rigged. It was actually rigged. I was just funny. I remember watching a clip on YouTube the other day of that, and it just made me laugh, innit? And I was thinking, that's just us, innit?
Yeah, because with Shark Tale, you don't realize when you're younger. You know. It's got the, because obviously Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
The shark. And Martin Scorsese plays, was it Pufferfish or something?
I can't remember. It's Angelina Jolie.
It's basically, it's got that gangster element, that Italian gangster.
Yeah. Real life, a lot of real life stuff going on. Yeah. Because Angelina Jolie plays the gold digger, Lola, that fish of the devil, and Oscar Will Smith is playing Oscars?
Yeah, great movie, classic.
Oscar, yeah. It's fine, but yeah, bro, it's like that. But we crashed and burned, bro. Crashing and burning, and it's not looking good. I was thinking of going to parade, man. But that parade, I don't want to see City win that.
With football, especially the Premier League, you never know.
You never know. But yeah, guys, anyway, what's happening? Also, we're filming late. It's the first time. I feel like kind of in a vibe, bro. Like, I ain't as energized, but I'm energized enough to do it. But I'm thinking, bro, I actually feels kind of sick. Late night vibes and all that, chills. Watch this instead of Netflix. Like, subscribe, share, comment, share with friends. Like up the team, guys, please. It gets the algorithm going. We want to push them subscribers up. And you guys, yeah, you non-subscribers, always pre in the show. Subscribe, it's free, please, and like it. Come on, man, do your guy JO a service, man, and CJ_Wrighty your thing as well, man, guys. Enjoy your night, Saturday night. Peace.